Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with your host, Hank Hanegraaff. The Bible Answer Man is an outreach of the Christian Research Institute designed to equip believers to defend their faith and live their lives as true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ because life and truth matter. Our phone number is 888-7000-CRI. You can find us online at equip.org. If you'd like to ask Hank a question, then call in now. Just dial 888-ASK-HANK. That's 888-275-4265. And now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you, Randy. And another quick reminder that you can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And of course, the resources that we talk about during the broadcast, you can find on the web at equip.org. Also want to mention that the Hank Unplugged podcast is available at equip.org. And we have some of the most astounding interviews with people that are not only interesting, but informative, and of course, inspirational as well. I was reading a couple of articles this week, one in the Wall Street Journal, the other in USA Today. One purports to tell us not only how the universe came to be, but how life sprang into existence on our privileged planet. Of course, they don't think it's a privileged planet, but I certainly do. Both articles presume that the origin of life is no big deal, just as the origin of the universe is rather elementary. Always in the back of my mind, I have this little phrase, elementary, my dear Watson. I mean, all of this is very, very elementary. So you read the article in the Wall Street Journal, which happens to be titled, Star Collision Offers Clues to Life on Earth. And in that article, you read about the collision of two dying stars. Of course, dying stars are known as white dwarf stars. And these two dying stars produce a star heavier than the sun, a star that has a rare carbon-rich atmosphere, which is a development that, according to this article, could help astronomers better understand the cosmic events that made Earth and life on Earth possible. And then you go to this article that I read in USA Today, and of course, reading those articles back to back this week, different days, but all this week, caused me to say, I've got to say something about this on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. And I was going to do that yesterday, but too many callers, and so I thought maybe I'll be able to sneak it in on Friday. But back to the USA Today article. That article talks about how Earth may at one point have been a proverbial water world. The ocean is the only place, according to this article, where life existed early on in our history. And this has implications for the evolution not only of life on Earth, but life elsewhere in the universe. This may also prove the possibility that other water-heavy planets in the galaxy could evolve into what Earth looks like now. Now, if you've listened to the Bible Answer Man broadcast for any period of time, you know that there are some assumptions here. There's something that's being said between the lines. And what is being said between the lines here is that Earth is mediocre, that Earth is not a privileged planet, but rather it is simply something that happened as a result of happenstance, and it could and most likely has happened hundreds, thousands, maybe even millions or billions of times, not only in this universe, but in other possible universes as well. So rather than assuming that the universe was created by an uncaused first cause, these news stories assume that in the beginning, undesigned matter, undesigned energy, springs into existence through random, material, purposeless processes. Let me put that another way. that they assume that nothing about the earth is special, that nothing created everything, that life came from non-life. And then on top of all of that, that the life that comes from non-life produces reason and morals. Imagine that. So in sharp contrast, and I often say contrast is the conduit to clarity, in sharp contrast to beginning with a paradigm and then forcing everything into that paradigm, Christians are called to follow evidence wherever that evidence leads you. And thus, as Christians, we neither presuppose nor, by the way, preclude supernatural explanations for the phenomena that we encounter in an information-rich universe. I think about something that I've talked about on the broadcast. We have interviewed Guillermo Gonzalez as well as Jay Richards, and they provide incredible information and evidence that refutes this principle of mediocrity. You know, the principle that's called the Copernican principle. And to sort of unwrap that, what you have with Copernicus is he finds out something that destroys a paradigm that people have held for a long, long time. Because he's following truth wherever it leads. He finds out that the earth is not the center of the universe. And so he proposes a heliocentric universe. Now, that also has been called into question, but he now calls a earth-centered a universe into question, and the minute you call earth out of the center, now the earth becomes, well, sort of a planet of mediocrity. And so that's where that principle comes from. So anyway, Guillermo Gonzalez and Jay Richards, they provide evidence that refutes this principle. They demonstrate instead that our Earth is a singularly privileged planet that is designed for discovery. In other words, we couldn't do the kind of science that we're doing right now if it wasn't for the way in which this planet is designed. We have unique conditions that are necessary to support intelligent life, and those unique conditions turn out to provide the best overall conditions for scientific discovery to begin with. Earth, of course, is situated between two arms of a flattened spiral galaxy. It's called the Milky Way galaxy. But it's not too close to the core to be exposed to lethal radiation or light pollution. It's not so far that a privileged planet could never form, or where we would not observe different kinds of stars nearby. And not only that, the atmosphere of our privileged planet is both oxygen-rich for survival, it's transparent for discovery, and our moon is the perfect size and distance from Earth to stabilize rotation and to facilitate human habitability. And not only that, the moon and the sun's relative sizes and distances from Earth provide perfect solar eclipses, which play a vital role in the development of modern science. For example, the determination of the nature of stars, as well as the confirmation of Einstein's general theory of relativity, that space is warped by gravity. And speaking of Einstein, he once famously said that to know what is impenetrable to us really exists, manifesting itself as the highest wisdom and the most radiant beauty, which our dull faculties can comprehend only in their most primitive forms, this knowledge, this feeling, is at the center of true religiousness. Now, I've often said that Einstein was half right. On one hand, the mind that spoke in trillions of galaxies leapt into existence is impenetrable. It's inaccessible. On the other, it is eminent. Scripture affirms both God's ineffability and his eminence. He's a God nearby and he's a God far away. Impenetrable in his essence, present in his energies. And as such, reading the book of nature is tantamount to a para-Eucharistic practice. Para-Eucharistic in that it stands alongside the Eucharist as a means by which we may experience the mystery of union with God. All that he created is a sacred sacrament through which we may be mysteriously interpenetrated and indwelt. God's creative handiwork is replete with little words that speak to us as through a mighty rushing wind. The tragedy is this: creation surrounds us with its presence, but we're far too much like the proverbial fish swimming in water and yet complaining of thirst. So, yeah, I get wound up about this because we live in the best overall age of the universe to do cosmology, and yet we're reading fake news in today's newspapers. Be right back with more.
Can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics say no, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the new film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans tracks down the most ancient New Testament manuscripts and highlights groundbreaking new evidence, demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us at equip.org. We'll be back in a moment with more from Hank Hanegraaff.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles that equip you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the current special double issue of the Christian Research Journal. Because questions remain about the earliest moments of the universe, scientists offer speculative alternatives to our universe having an actual beginning. Nevertheless, the science that is known to be true provides abundant evidence that the universe came into being a finite time ago, just as the Bible teaches. Other topics include how Dante's Inferno can help explain hell to modern seekers, Christian apologetics in a nutshell, John Chrysostom, the Golden Mouth Preacher, Christian imagination and the problem of horrendous evil, and much, much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Can we trust the Bible? The Christian faith is firmly rooted in the teachings of the New Testament, but can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics will tell you that the authenticity of the Bible cannot be trusted, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the new Faith Life original film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on, traveling around the world to investigate the most ancient New Testament manuscripts available. Along the way, Dr. Evans highlights groundbreaking new evidence, demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org.
let's return to your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. What is so cool about Fragments of Truth is that you can, after watching this video, not only because of the information that is communicated, as Dr. Craig Evans goes on a whirlwind tour of the world, when you're all done watching it, you not only have the evidence that you can trust the Bible, but you also have it in graphical form. And because it's in graphical form, you have this sense that you can trust your Bible in a way that you might never have imagined before, because the truth of the matter is the words you read in modern-day Bibles can be traced right back to Jesus and the apostles. And this video, this movie on DVD, Fragments of Truth, demonstrates just that. It is available for those who support the ministry. Check it out on the web, equip.org. Brendan in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Hi, Brendan.
How you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
So my question was just, what do you do if you feel yourself kind of falling away from all of this? And it's really odd because it was more so when I said, like, I was really going to take things more seriously. Like, I'm going to read the Bible more. I'm going to go to church more and really start to really commit myself to this more and, like, not be lukewarm. And then that's kind of when just things just really, I guess you say, fall apart for me. I was going to seek out God more, and it's just really just, I've tried to get back to where I was, but I don't know what to do. I don't know if God's like saying just kind of done with me, because I don't know. I just can't get back to where I used to be, and it's really disheartening because I've tried everything. Like, I've prayed, I've read the Bible, I really believed, and all I do is just falling further and further away from all of this. So it's just really discouraging.
Are you involved in a healthy, well-balanced church?
I am.
Well, I think that's the key. Within the context of the church, if it is truly a church that is healthy and well-balanced, you can get back to being centered on those things that really matter. And you can gain an understanding about why you do what you do. Why is it that you pray? Is it because you want to get back to a feeling? Or do you pray because you believe that through prayer you can communicate with the very one who knit you together in your mother's womb, the very one who tells you that he has searched you, that he knows you, that he knows when you sit down and when you rise, he perceives Brendan's thoughts from afar. He discerns Brendan's going out and is lying down. He is familiar with Brendan's ways. Before a word is on Brendan's tongue, he knows it completely. He hems Brendan in behind and before he's laid his hand upon Brendan. Now, when you think about those words and you personalize those words from Scripture, you know that no matter the circumstance of your life, he will never leave or forsake you. And more than that, he has created you for something far grander than just salvation. He has created you for fellowship within the context of the Holy Trinity. I mean, this is a marvelous thing to recognize, but you have to partake of all the means of grace that are provided to you, and you have to understand why you're doing it. In other words, it's not enough to give alms and pray and fast, but you have to understand the reason behind it, because if you don't understand the reason behind it, then it can easily become a vain tradition. You're doing it because you're supposed to do it, as opposed to doing it because this is a way by which you can experience intimacy with the very one who created you. Now, if you are in a healthy, well-balanced church, as you say you are, and if you are partaking of the means of grace, you will be transformed. And certainly God is not going to leave or forsake you, because he promises you that very thing in his eternal trustworthy word. So God tells you, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And there are times, I mean, you look at the martyrs. I've been reading a book about the martyrs, really about the early church, when the church was young, and it is astounding the things that these martyrs went through. But they always had their sight on eternity, because they recognized this life as very, very temporary, and eternity being forever. So they put their sights and they put their hopes in something that endures beyond this world. There's one of the things I'd say to you, Brenda, and that is, when you seek to follow God, the enemy suddenly becomes active. If you are lukewarm,
my question. I'm glad you. That was bringing me into another question I had with all of this, and that was with, if I'm searching. Not searching, because it's not in a belief that I don't believe in God. That's not it. If I'm searching with all my heart for truth, I don't understand why God would put something in front of my way to deceive me. That's where I'm having a hard time.
Right, but you've already answered that question, because the minute I brought up the evil one, the answer becomes that it's not God that is seeking to separate you, but the evil one that seeks to separate you from your yearning for God. And that's why it's so important, as I've said many times on this broadcast, to put on the full armor of God, because our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers of darkness. So if you put on the full armor of God, then you're invincible in spiritual warfare. If you do not, you're a guaranteed casualty. So what does it take to
put... Satan, right? Well, I'm just trying to... I'm not going to take up too much of your time, but we're fighting against... Satan's the enemy, correct?
Yes, he absolutely is.
And
he's a powerful enemy, and he has examined you. He knows what all of your proclivities are. He knows where your weaknesses lie, and he's all too ready to cause you to fall in the midst of those weaknesses. He is an angel whose intellect has been sharpened by malice. He's an angel that has been there before the foundations of the world. And so he has an accumulation of knowledge. He's brilliant. He's not a cartoon character. He's brilliant. So he knows every... Go ahead.
Why did God create... All I ever wanted to do was to... I don't understand why in the world that's where I'm falling away. Because not to say I don't believe in God, but I'm having trouble with the Bible now ever before. Why create something?
Well, because God creates everything with volition. So you are created in such a way that you can experience genuine love, the kind of love that I was articulating earlier. You were created for that very thing. But if God had created in you such a way that choice was not possible, then love would not be possible. So God created the angels with the ability to serve him or not to serve him. God created human beings with the ability to serve and follow him or not to do that. And the fact that God did that allows evil to exist in the world, but it also will eventually lead to the best of all worlds, a world in which you will forever be able not to sin. So God creates things in such a way that you can freely choose, that makes love meaningful, and in the end, it leads to the best of all possible worlds. So don't give up hope. You're doing the right thing. If you're in a healthy, well-balanced church, a church in which you can partake of the sacraments that change us from one glory to another, the graces that transform us, well, then God will never allow his word to turn back void. I would also recommend a book that I wrote, The Covering, God's Plan to Protect You from Evil. It's a very little book, But it's powerful because it teaches you how to put on the full armor of God so that you can take a stand against principalities and powers of darkness. Well, we took the whole segment with this call. That's an important call. I'm sure it touches the lives of many other people as well. Out of time for this week's editions of broadcasts. If you don't have Fragments of Truth, remedy that woeful condition by going to the web at equip.org. It's available for those who support the ministry. And thank you, all of you, who stand shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. So long for now.
Skeptics such as Bart Ehrman claim that the New Testament manuscripts were modified to misrepresent the meaning of the message of our Messiah. Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head on in his new film, Fragments of Truth, traveling the globe to track down the most ancient New Testament manuscripts. Spoiler alert, the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it's stronger than ever. To receive the DVD Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries for yourself, or as a terrific gift for a friend or loved one, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift in support of the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or visit online at equip.org. Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles that equip you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the current special double issue of the Christian Research Journal. Dante's Inferno can help explain hell to modern seekers. Counter to our intuitions, Dante depicts sinners as eager to enter the inferno, for hell promises to give them exactly what they want, their sin and themselves forever. Other topics include, did the universe really have a beginning? Christian apologetics in a nutshell, Christianity and the origins of hospitals and modern medicine, the indomitable human spirit of Philip K. Dick, why arguments over fetal pain capability ultimately miss the mark in the abortion debate, and much, much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.